heaven their angels continually.
All of you are cordially invited to visit after
our service this morning. Grab a cup of coffee and then browse through the various exhibits which offer a quick overview of parish involvement in outreach to our neighbors and community, especially children, the holy innocents from which our parish gets its name. When describing the DNA of this parish for over 60 years, one parishioner told me, "We meet Jesus out there." I think that's wonderful. So we've chosen two parishioners, well known to you and active in the life of our outreach ministry, to share some of their passion for those whom Jesus called his little ones. I welcome to the pulpit this morning Pam Johnson and Arlene Maloney.
Good morning. I usually attend the 8 o'clock, so I am Arlene Maloney, in case there's anyone here that doesn't recognize me from other areas of the church. And I do not speak a foreign language, although some think I do. I am from Rhode Island, so we tend to get our A's and our R's all mixed up. So if you'll just bear with me. Okay. Would you please close your eyes for a moment and imagine that you're a 7-year-old child living in a car with your mother and other siblings. You get ready for school in the morning by washing at Walmart, wearing the same clothes, and getting breakfast at school. You see all the other children in their neat, clean clothes with their toys and techie gadgets to play with. You shy away from them because you feel different. You have lunch at school, and most nights, no dinner because there is no money for food, no place to cook it even if you had some. You go to bed hungry. That's pretty scary for an adult, and let alone a young child who has no idea why he or she is living that way. Then a beacon of hope appears, a light in the darkness. Family Promise holds its loving arms open and offers his family a new life. In 2014, the doors of Family Promise opened in Brandon to aid homeless families with children to find affordable housing, employment, parenting skills if needed, and access to other programs. The program is 3 months in duration, so it is somewhat intense for these families. It is a hand up, not a handout. Since the first family arrived, 108 children have passed through its doors. Family Promise does not have a 100% success rate. Families leave for a variety of reasons. Some leave to live with relatives, leave the state. The program is not for them, and they find it too difficult to live within the guidelines and rules of the agency. Occasionally, a family will be asked to leave the program, and it did happen recently here while they were with us. While we are saddened by this, and it is not done without many chances and prayerful discernment, it is necessary to keep the integrity of the program for others who are in need. We here at Holy Innocents have been involved in Family Promise since the beginning. We have housed, fed, and loved just about every family that has been in the program. We have helped to set up their homes, donated furniture and kitchen supplies to help make their homes warm and comfortable. We have been doing this with a small group of volunteers. Families, home groups, and individuals have planned and served meals, provided breakfast foods, lunch and snack items, and have served as overnight hosts. Some of our volunteers are in need of a rest, a time off to reflect, step back, or perhaps are being called to another ministry. If we want to continue to serve these families and participate in Family Promise, we need help. We are in need of more volunteers to give of their time, talent, and treasure to aid us in creating a safe haven for these families. We need all of you. Again, my plea is for more overnight hosts. You arrive early in the evening, make sure the families are in their rooms for the night, and you go to bed. In the morning, a light breakfast is prepared, cereal, Pop-Tarts, and on-the-go food, and the families leave for the day. I ask you to prayerfully consider volunteering for any of these areas of need. If we are to continue this wonderful ministry, we need additional volunteers. In the words of St. Teresa, you are the hands with which he blesses the world. And there will be volunteers available in the parish hall after the service if you have any questions or would like more information about the organization. Thank you, and God bless.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good morning. Let me begin by saying that I love being a member of Holy Innocents Church, and I love the people of this congregation. This church has been home to our family since 1981, when we moved here from Michigan with our three young children. Your spirit of giving through time, talent, and treasure has been a strong witness of God's love and caring in our life. Bishop Curry said, "When we present God the best of our time, talents, or treasures with hearts motivated by love, we are lavishing him with priceless worship." About 13 years ago, a young man named Tom Hsu, who at that time was the head of the Episcopal Church staff for adult ministries in New York, was invited to Holy Innocents as a consultant. His purpose was to help us identify new ways of reaching out to our community. It was an all-day workshop where we began to evaluate the gifts and resources available within our church family and to explore the possibilities of using those gifts to bring new members into our fellowship. He also made us look at our individual gifts, the unique ones that we often overlook or trivialize. He challenged us to dream and to dream big about what Holy Innocents could look like in the future. On that day, I happened to be in a small group with Gail Rudisill and Carol Menard. We kind of laughed and we said, "Well, we're pretty good sewers. We love to quilt. What could we possibly do with that?" And then later that year, Katrina hit Louisiana. It was an easy call. They needed blankets. Quilts would be perfect. And a large group of Holy Innocents women gathered in the parish hall to make about 60 quilts and sent them to an Episcopal diocese in the stricken areas. A month or two passed, and the women who shared that experience began saying, "That was really fun. It felt good. What else can we do?" And so the journey began. We named the group in honor of our biblical sister, Rachel, who is remembered as the classic mother in Matthew's gospel who mourns and intercedes for her children and cries for an end to their suffering. In 2006, 16 women gathered in the parish hall and Rachel's Guild began making quilts for the children of Joshua House, a home for children abandoned, abused, and neglected in North Hillsborough County. We donated fabric, batting, patterns, and design ideas. We measured, cut, tied, and sewed. We prayed for the Holy Innocents and for the children who would receive the quilts. In November of 2006, we placed 5 quilts on the altar rail to be prayed over and blessed by everyone at Holy Innocents. Today, Rachel's Guild is a non-denominational group, and now we also donate quilts to the Children of a Kid's Place, another special home for children in Brandon, as well as every child who comes to our church through the Family Promise program. To date, we have donated over 1,000 quilts with the message on the back that reads, "Made especially for you with love and prayers by Rachel's Guild of Holy Innocents Episcopal Church, Valrico, Florida." We are often told heartwarming stories of children who cling to these quilts because they have few other possessions when rescued, sometimes in the middle of the night, from their abusers. One little boy from a kid's place said, "I can't believe that someone made this for me." Recently, we received a letter from the director of Joshua House. Our Florida East Coast was struck by a storm last year, and another children's home had to evacuate, and they brought them to Joshua House until the floodwaters subsided. The director was so touched when she saw the kids of Joshua House not only share, but give their quilts to these children. I believe that each of us possesses the need to give. Sometimes we're just not sure what to do or how we can help, but it becomes like that little pebble thrown into a pond. The circle begins small and just gets wider and wider. We often never know whose lives we touch or whose life they touch in response. But the interesting thing is that we are always blessed in return. When we deliver a meal for Meals on Wheels, so often the homebound person will say, "Bless you." We are the ones who become blessed. Or when we offer a new load of quilts to either Joshua House or a kid's place, and those receiving say, "You have no idea what these quilts mean to the children who receive them." We are blessed. I think of all the wonderful people who helped rescue those in the flooded waters in Houston and other areas where Harvey left so much destruction. I think of the men and the women who left the safety of their homes to unselfishly transport and use what they could, their boats, to participate in the overwhelming and dangerous job of saving so many lives. Talk about fishers of men. I am sure they were blessed many times over. And now this past week in Florida, we waited nervously for Irma to hit our state, and the people of Holy Innocence reached out to the community and supported each other with phone calls, texts, prayers, and words of comfort. I have to admit, the biggest blessing of all was seeing all those electric trucks coming from all over the country, including Canada. Today, we celebrate the many, and I emphasize many, ministries and missions Holy Innocence provides. I have personally received so much joy and happiness from being a part of Rachel's Guild and using the gifts that God gave me. When you walk over to the parish hall following this service, you will have the opportunity to learn more about a ministry that's calling you. Frederick Buechner said, "If you want to know who you are, watch your feet, because where your feet take you, that is who you are." Come, let your feet take you today over to the parish hall and sign up to be a part of one of the ministries that God is calling you to. Thank you. Mm-hmm.